From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is studying the book of Judges, and today he comes to chapter 9. Gideon, the greatest of Israel's judges, has died. In his old age, Gideon fell into spiritual decline, resulting in coldness and idolatry among the people. Following his death, his illegitimate son Abimelech murdered all but one of Gideon's 70 legitimate sons and proclaimed himself king. He was aided in this coup by the men of Shechem. Jotham, the lone survivor of the purge, employed a fable to declare God's curse upon those traitors, likening Abimelech's pact with the Shechemites to the trees of the forest, appointing a bramble to be their king. He prophesied the destruction of the trees by fire from the bramble. As it turned out, the prophecy came true, for the Lord sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, ultimately resulting in Abimelech's death. Dr. Cairns will use this historical narrative to call attention to the great crime of apostasy, which is threatening to engulf Christ's church in a wicked one-world system that denies the gospel. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will commence a message entitled, When Thieves Fall Out. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Weapons Doomed to Fail. The text is Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. There is a great clatter in the forges and smithies of the enemy. They are making weapons wherewith to smite the saints. They could not even do as much as this if the Lord of saints did not allow them, for he has created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire. But see how busily they labor, how many swords and spears they fashion. It matters nothing, for on the blade of every weapon you may read this inscription, It shall not prosper. But now listen to another noise. It is the strife of tongues. Tongues are more terrible instruments than can be made with hammers and anvils, and the evil which they inflict cuts deeper and spreads wider. What will become of us now? Slander, falsehood, insinuation, ridicule, these are poisoned arrows. How can we meet them? The Lord God promises us that, if we cannot silence them, we shall at least escape from being ruined by them. They condemn us for the moment, but we shall condemn them at last and forever. The mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped, and their falsehoods shall be turned to the honor of those good men who suffered by them.
Oh.
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today.
continue tonight with our look at the lives and times of the judges of Israel, turning to Judges chapter 9. Judges chapter 9. From the heady heights of Gideon's great ministry, we descend in chapter 9 to the abysmal depths of Abimelech's great apostasy. And we're going to read the first 23 verses and then take it up again at verse 45. And Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren, and communed with them and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether is better for you, either that all the sons of Jerubbaal, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. And his mother's brethren spake of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, He is our brother. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. And he went unto his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brethren, the sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons, upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, for he hid himself. And all the men of Shechem gathered together, and all the house of Millo, and went and made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice and cried, and said unto them, Hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them, and they said unto the olive tree, Reign thou over us. But the olive tree said unto them, Should I leave my fatness wherewith by me they honour God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? And the tree said to the fig tree, Come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said the trees unto the vine, Come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, Should I leave my wine, which cheereth God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said all the trees unto the bramble, Come thou and reign over us. And the bramble said unto the trees, If in truth ye anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now therefore, if ye have done truly and sincerely in that ye have made Abimelech king, and if ye have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done unto him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you and adventured his life far and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and ye are risen up against my father's house this day and have slain his sons 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, king over the men of Shechem, because he's your brother. If ye then have dealt truly and sincerely with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice ye in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Millo. And let fire come out from the men of Shechem and from the house of Millo, and devour Abimelech. And Jotham run away, and fled, and went to Beer, and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech his brother. When Abimelech had reigned 3 over Israel, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. And the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. Now verse 45. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day, and he took the city. and slew the people that was therein, and beat down the city, and sowed it with salt. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into an house, and hold of the house of the god Bereth. And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together, and Abimelech got him up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bough from the trees and took it and laid it on his shoulder and said unto the people that were with him, what you have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done. And all the people likewise cut down every man his bough and followed Abimelech and put them to the hold and set the hold on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. Then went Abimelech to Thebes, and encamped against Thebes, and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and women, and all they of the city, and shut it up to them, and got them up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came unto the tower and fought against it, and went hard unto the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young man his armor-bearer, and said unto him, draw thy sword and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew him. And his young man thrust him through, and he died. When the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man to his place. Thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father, in slaying his 70 brethren. And all the evil of the men of Shechem did God render upon their heads. And upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. When you read this passage, you can only come to the conclusion that Abimelech and the men of Shechem thoroughly deserved each other. They were all of them unscrupulous opportunists whose lust for power was fully equaled by the cruelty they showed in fulfilling and satisfying that lust. The story itself is simple enough and is certainly very true to what we know ourselves of human nature. The history of nations is replete with this kind of infighting, when men see an opportunity to make a run for supreme power. Gideon's last days were unfortunately marred by great declension. While I have no doubt his own personal ardor for the God of his fathers remained strong, yet Gideon's compromise in his own home, his compromise with the standards of morality that prevailed in the heathen nations around him, had a great effect upon the nation, so that there was a great period of spiritual coldness and declension before his death. As soon as he died, the wickedness and the apostasy and the false religion that were already lurking in the land came into full view. Abimelech, the son of a concubine, a maidservant, a woman of Shechem, Abimelech falsely, sinfully called by that name by his father in his folly, the father of the king, planting in his heart and in the hearts of the very excitable Ephraimites and the men of Shechem the idea that there was the possibility that he was intended to be a king. Abimelech saw his opportunity. persuading the men of Shechem to advance his cause. He somehow or another, probably on the pretense of a religious festival, got all the 70 of Gideon's sons to Ophrah, and there, with one exception, slew them upon one stone. Some people think that that may well have been some perverted religious sacrifice as well as a personal exhibition of hatred. Slew them all upon one stone and was crowned with success as he was made king by the men of Shechem. Jotham, very bravely, having escaped with his life, came to Mount Gerizim, which is hard by Shechem, and stood upon that mount and made a public speech. If that seems a little far-fetched to you, how could somebody stand on a mount to make a speech to a whole city? When you visit that area, you see that the scriptures are exactly right. Gerizim and Ebal are two hills or little mountains which form a natural amphitheater. The human voice there will carry. And he could very well speak to the gathered multitudes of Shechem. He gave them what some people call the first parable in the Bible, the first real parable, but which is probably more accurately looked upon as a fable. So that here we have the first use of fable in the scriptures. It's not very often used at all, indeed, once or twice just. In this fable, Jotham tells the story of the king, or the trees electing a king. The olive tree was the prime candidate in the east. It's the greatest of all trees there. Its wood is the best of wood. Its fruit is necessary to life. But the olive tree refused the position. The fig tree, the most luscious and productive of trees, it was offered the position. It refused it. The vine, which really, as far as a tree goes and as far as wood goes, is a very mean plant, but nonetheless has the wonderful capacity to produce the abundance of grapes and the wine that it says cheereth God and man, is useful to God and to man, would not leave its fruit bearing to be king of the trees. Then the bramble, some think the thistle, to make it even more outstandingly foolish, the thistle is approached. And the thistle says, yes, I'll become a king if you come and put your trust under my shadow. You imagine resting from the hot eastern sun under the shadow of a bramble or a thistle? You'd have to be crazy. But that's what they did. The message was very clear. This is Abimelech. Just a bramble, just a thistle. If it sounds foolish to put your trust under the shadow of a thistle, it's even more foolish to put your trust in Abimelech. And there'll come out fire from the thistle to burn you. And in the message that followed it up, there'll come out in this great anathema that Jotham placed upon them, there'll come out fire from you to burn Abimelech. And that's exactly how it transpired. For there's a God in heaven. And I like what it says in verse 23. God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. God put a division between them. God turned them one against the other, with the result that the men of Shechem sought another leader, Gaal. And then when he was defeated, Abimelech came to raise the city and the tower, succeeded. Then went to the next neighboring city that was probably, indeed, necessarily in the whole scheme. And there he tried to do again what he had done at Shechem, only to find A woman whose aim was very certain got him in her sights and broke his skull with a piece of millstone. Thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did in slaying his brethren, and he also rendered to the men of Shechem on their own heads all that they did, and brought about the curse of Jotham on them all. I like those words. As I've said, God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. There's an old saying that starts, "When thieves fall out." Well, here you have it, "When thieves fall out."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.